Now, as you prepare to relax very deeply, you can just close those eyes if you haven't already closed them. And as you breathe comfortably in and out, as you listen to the sound of these words and notice the sensation of whatever you're relaxing on, you can really begin to relax now, in the knowledge that relaxing isn't something you have to put any effort into, because each and every part of that body already instinctively understands how to relax the muscles in your hands and your feet, the muscles of your shoulders, and what it means to let go and relax. That it is safe to let go inside, to know there's no more work needing doing here right now. And so the muscles can just let go of all attention, and just relax. That's right. And you know, do you not, the kind of deep, deep breath that someone might take after a long day at work, when they arrive home and sit back in an armchair and just sigh the deepest of sighs, body can just let go and unwind. A rest well earned. And as I talk, you can notice which part of the body begin to respond first. Perhaps the muscles in the forehead. Maybe the little muscles around the eyes will begin to soften and relax. Perhaps the jaw muscles, the tongue, the neck muscles will all just loosen and relax, rest more comfortably. Or you might even already notice a pleasant heaviness in those legs, growing relaxation within, and the experience of going into hypnosis isn't about seeking, it isn't about trying, it isn't about making a conscious effort, it's about letting go and trusting that your mind knows how to dream at night, instinctively and unconsciously, without any effort from you. And in the same way, your mind knows exactly how to learn in other than conscious ways, and how to change, how to transform in ways that can take you by surprise. I'd like you to remember, to really remember, that you're listening to this for a reason, and that you can relax here and now with a very deliberate intention, that you want to use this time to make changes in the kinds of foods that you're drawn to eating, in the kinds of drinks you're drawn to drinking, so that your taste buds can begin to guide you towards food and drink that will support your health and your physical well-being, that will support your happiness and your mental well-being. that it's now time to learn, here and now, to instinctively learn to leave behind those syrupy, sweet tastes of the past, and enjoy the way that you can unconsciously surprise yourself by discovering your tastes are changing spontaneously, naturally, over the days and weeks ahead, and with that deliberate intention to use this time to make those inner changes now. And when you were a young child, you had certain peculiar tastes, tastes for particular foods, certain children's meals, and you wrinkled your nose at some kinds of adult foods. You didn't like to eat them. You also had preferences for certain toys, favorite toys, for particular comfort objects, some that you held on to and carried around with you. And as time passed and as you got older, you outgrew those toys. You outgrew those comfort objects. And your taste changed. And it wasn't that you made a deliberate, conscious decision to change them. It just happened instinctively, unconsciously. When the time is right now for you to do so, that part of your mind that knows about dreaming, that knows about spontaneous changes, that knows when it is time to outgrow an old, out-of-date behavior, can begin to really assist you now in relaxing. And as I count down from 5 to 1, your unconscious mind can relax that body for you twice as deeply with each number it hears. And you can even get the sense of drifting out of yourself. So you can just watch that body relax even deeper. With each number, now, and 5, that's right, watching that face and those shoulders relax twice as deeply, and 4, those arms down there so comfortably heavy, relaxing, letting go, going deep. And deeper still. And 3. As the dreaming part of your mind prepares to dream dreams that will transform things for you right now, even more deeply. That's right. And 2 times the relaxation, 2 times the comfort, 2 times the letting go. Going inside is yours to feel at 1 with your own body's ability to simply be simply still, deeply still, deeply relaxed. Body letting go, going down and down, deeply, deeply still, and quiet inside and outside of time, with all the time in here to change this time. Time which is yours. To take the time to remember. To really remember the changes. Spontaneous changes that those taste buds have experienced and enjoyed experiencing. Flavors that you never liked as a child. Maybe tea or coffee. Perhaps alcohol. Maybe spices or seasoning. Even sauces. That as you grew up, your taste buds learned to thoroughly enjoy. Because you know, do you not, how fashions change, how people can be wearing the one style of clothing, a particular look that's promoted in magazines. Perhaps it's the style of motor vehicle. Maybe mobile phones. Then next year or 2 years later, that model is out of date. The fashion has changed. And over the years, the way you dress, the mobile phone you use, the car you drive, all changes. And if you walked out wearing clothing from 1995, you'd feel pretty out of place. The same as you would if you went back and used one of the first mobile phones, carrying it around if you were strong enough. You'd feel pretty out of place, and people would be laughing and pointing, like you're in the wrong decade, simply because our tastes change. Subtly, often without us even noticing or wondering why it's happened. The taste, the fashion has just changed. Technology has moved along. And you know the taste of sugary sweetness. And for some time now, those taste buds of yours have guided you towards those kind of flavours. So much so that you've actually become a little bit desensitized to the sweetness, because for most of humanity's evolution, the foods we sustained ourselves with were primarily savory. Meat, plants, nuts, roots, a few berries here and there, but nothing like the sugary foods. The array of products that fill the supermarket shelves today. And if you'd always eaten a primarily savoury diet, can you imagine how overwhelmingly sweet a biscuit would taste? It would be just like eating a spoonful after spoonful of sugar syrup, or maybe treacle. One big spoonful. The reality of that syrup in your mouth, thick and syrupy, and then swallowing it down that throat, and then another spoonful, sinking into that pot of sugary sweetness, that pot of treacle, scooping it up as threads of the treacle stretch down from that spoon, and then lifting it up to your mouth, thick and syrupy on the mouth. Then swallowing it down that throat, and then another spoonful. And here and now, your unconscious mind can really amplify the taste of that sugar, the taste of that cloying sweetness, of golden syrup in the mouth, of really tasting it more and more strongly. The sugar receptors in that mouth coming back to life, waking up again. So you can fully taste how sweet the foods you've been eating really are. So you can fully taste how sweet the drinks you've been drinking really are. And as you notice the reality of yet another big spoonful of treacle, or golden syrup, or honey, and another, and another, the cloying reality of eating a whole jar of sugary syrup, and then opening a second jar, maybe a third, and seeing all the rows of all the jars you've still got to eat. And you can really start to feel slightly sick, nauseating inside, sick of too much sweetness, too much sugar, as you begin to smell and taste the same sugary sweetness twice as intently, with more than double the concentration in each and every one of those excessively sweet foods that you used to eat. And you might notice the nose and the mouth wrinkling up, recoiling in distaste at the mere thought of having to eat all of that sugar, at having to laboriously lift huge spoonful after huge spoonful of that treacly sweet stuff into your mouth. That's right. Knowing that every mouthful is going to turn to excess fat, sludge, piling on, affecting all of your body, from your gallbladder through to your kidneys. All of that excess sugar has got to go somewhere, and it will just store as fat, sludge, fluid. That's right. And you can notice how much your body begins to protest against the damage that sugar is doing to those organs. Not just the teeth, not just the gums, but the heart, the brain, the very capacity of those muscles and organs to receive proper nutrition, proper nourishment. All your body is screaming for is nutrition. And as you listen to your body, you can notice what it says. And in your mind, I'd like you to listen to the voice you would use when you comfort somebody you want to let know that you love and care about, to know that you'll take care of them. I want you to listen to the voice that you would use. Just listen inside to whatever that voice sounds like to you, to soothe, to comfort, to reassure and to promise that your body now has the right to speak up for itself. It has the right to firmly protest against all of that excess sugar. Your body and your mind instinctively starts to protect itself from harm. That's right. And as your unconscious mind makes all the necessary adjustments inside to allow those taste buds to grow out of that old sugary sweetness phase and guide you safely, healthily to health-promoting food, that's going to make you feel so much better, so much healthier, much calmer and more balanced. You can begin to notice a future you out there in front of you, radiating a sense of well-being, looking so much healthier, more toned. The weight is simply melting off you, reducing. You're making healthier choices for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. noticing now how the future you can politely decline, saying no thank you most of the time when offered sweet foods or drinks. And of course, if there's a special occasion or someone's just made their first ever cake, it's okay to have a small piece. But this future you is indifferent to sweet foods, prefers savory foods, healthy foods. This future you understands these changes that transform that old pattern, that old pattern of drugging yourself with sweet foods to mask your feelings. And how, if you now go back to that time when you were younger, when you had that first sweet thing, you can see all of that sugary syrup oozing out of it, and you feel comfortably indifferent to eating it. And if you see a sugar pack snack, it's very easy to say no. I prefer something healthier. You no longer crave sweetness. In fact, you don't even notice sweet foods, as you relish eating healthier, nourishing foods and drinks. And your mind and your body, in fact, every part of you feels better for it, inside and out. And you notice that future you is more confident, higher self-esteem. And I'd like you to test out in your mind how this is going to change things in the future for you. Just notice the reality of being in a future situation where you might once have had a quick sugar snack, and see yourself realizing that you just don't feel like this. Don't feel like those junk foods, those sugary carbohydrate foods. And notice how good it feels in every cell, every muscle, every part of your body. How good it feels to be free of that old pattern, that old habit. And as you listen to your unconscious mind supporting your change, making preference to healthy, nourishing foods, feeling so much better, caring for yourself really well. Now, over the next 7 days, it will support you to listen to the session once a day, and you can deepen these healthy changes in your taste buds each and every time that you do. But for now, you can begin to feel more alert and refreshed. That's right. As I count from 1 to 5, and you can prepare to return to the here and now with a real sense of good feeling. That's right. And 1 and 2, as you notice the position of your body and the sensation of whatever it is you're resting on. And 3 and 4. That's right, coming all the way back now. And 5. And then whenever you're ready, you can just have a nice stretch and open your eyes.